And a very good morning to you. How you doing? You well? Hey, it's a good deal, a great deal fresher this morning at this time than it was yesterday at this time when it was already 28 degrees, wasn't it? God, it was rough yesterday. Rough day, yeah. Temperatures 35, 36 degrees yesterday. Even last night at 8 o'clock, it was still 32 degrees here in Salford. So it's been a sweaty one, rough all night, and we're not used to it really. So there you go. But a lot fresher this morning. Fine fettle. And it is the 26th of July 2019. I am Richie Allen, and this is this YouTube thing, which I've been doing for a few weeks now, where I'm going to look at the front pages of the UK newspapers and some of the news websites, and also look at some of the stories inside as well, because 'tis fascinating. So it is. Quick roll call. Very quick roll call before we move on. How are you, Philip? How are you, Una? 17 degrees. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? After yesterday. Anonymous in Western Massachusetts. How are you doing, my friend? Jack Woolley, good day, Jack. Matthew Hughes, how you doing, Matthew? The first time we've said hello to you, Matthew, it might very well be. John Parsons, God love John in Salford. He was in a workshop yesterday wearing a face mask. The sexual proclivities of you and your friends, John, are none of our business. That sounds very gimp-ish. Sweating in a workshop with a face mask on. Go on, John. No, John's a carpenter. He's a carpenter. And of course, because he was in a workshop with a face mask on, he didn't take too kindly to my complaining about the heat yesterday. But look, I did an hour's news roundup yesterday afternoon on the radio. And to be honest with you, I thought it was fantastic. I thought I was exceptional, to be honest, in the hour. I thought I was hilarious. I thought I said some very interesting things. I thought there were some very good audio in there. I was brilliant. It was a nightmare here. How I got through 20 minutes, I have no idea. Anyway, John, yes, there are people who really do work for a living. And I admire them. How you doing, Paul Burchell? Joe Public has changed his tune. You've changed your tune, Joe. 20 degrees now in Edinburgh, is it? What about the 16 that we've had for the last few days? How you, Josh Radcliffe? To Scottish Restorian, mate. How you doing? Oh, he had his breakfast early, deaf at the moment. Rich Allen, he's flying. All right. Hello, Michael Hunt. Mike Hunt, Bojo the Boxer. Don't know where I found that image. I have a database with thousands of images. Some of them are Creative Commons. Not Creative Commons. They're free to use. There isn't any. I'm so tired. I lose the power of speech. My dictionary disappears from my brain. No copyright is the word I was looking for. Hi to Jennifer Garcia, Rose Williams. How you, Jennifer? How you, Rose? Stuart Frampton. Tis cooler today, Stuart. Yeah, we're happy with that. Sean Mack, John and Sarah Stott. Would you prefer donations in Mr. Freeze's and Jubbly's? What was your favourite ice lolly? Come on, I want answers. I want answers on the chat. For me, it was a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder or a Fat Frog or a Feast. Do you remember the Feasts? The chocolate with the nuts. Feast, yeah. What else? What else did we have? Wibbly Wobbly Wonder, yeah, yeah. I just like the vanilla with the orange over it. The orange ice lolly. I'm not too sophisticated. Mr. Dry Reach. Balls, it's not hot, Richie, says Mr. Dry Reach. Well, not today it's not, pal, but it was yesterday. Cloudy in Cornwall, says Gail. Hi, Glenn Samuel. Hi, Martin Coombs, Martin Roberts, Sean Hinchcliffe. Threat to Glumberg, Demon of the North. It's going to hit 40 degrees again in Holland, is it today? Jesus. Just get a spliff. Get a spliff. Get a spliff and a couple of boxes of Oreos and you'll be all right. Hi to Jax Falconer. How you doing, Jax? Hi to Fortune. Bob Wimpany. My 12-year-old daughter is listening to you for the first time. Don't worry about swearing, though. Swearing is not clever. I'm well aware of it. But I am afflicted with the curse. The curse of the Irishman. So I will keep the swearing to a minimum today on account of your 12-year-old daughter. How you doing, kid? Are you well? You enjoying the holidays? I hope you are. 6 weeks now of fun and games. Hi to Jennifer M. Cassie Barkley, Tony Maudsley, John23Z, Paul Alawi, John Jones, Lord Branstey, Wilco, Ellie Larkin, David Bedil, what's happening with the interview? Well, I had an email from the producer again the other day, the day before yesterday, basically saying that they're going to be in touch, that there's been an update. What update? I'll do the interview so long as I can bring my own camera crew with me, so that when they try and stitch me up by putting a 30-second soundbite and they tint my face to make me look even more like a gammon. That's what they can do in post-production, you see. I'm bad enough as it is, right? With my big baldy head in me. Imagine what they'll do in post. They'll put horns on my head. They'll superimpose a Nazi tattoo. A swastika tattoo. Look at that Irish guy in Manchester. And he'll have a really doom and gloom voiceover. David travelled to Manchester to meet conspiracy theorist Richie Allen. And then you'll see me then with a big evil head in me. With a big swastika right there. And they'll rearrange all the words. They'll get a voiceover expert. They don't need them. They've got that new Google program now where they only need a sample of my voice. A sample of my voice. So that they can run it through the computer and get me to say anything. So you'll have the voiceover guy. David, this is David Bedil now, travelled to Manchester to meet notorious anti-Semite and conspiracy theory show host Richie Allen. And then you'll see me then, and I'll be saying, all the Jews are all motherless bastards. The Jews, the Jews. And I'll be sitting at home in January watching BBC Two with you, and I'll be like, marvellous. It's not far, it's not too far from the truth, you know. That's the sort of thing they do, children. Why is Bojo and Donald Juncker up there? Jean-Claude. Donald Tusk. That's Jean-Claude Juncker. Outgoing EU Commission President. Because Boris Johnson phoned him yesterday after all of that bullshit in Parliament. Sorry about the swearing, 12-year-old kid. I can't help it. It's like a tick. I can't help it. So after all that nonsense in Parliament yesterday, daring do, bravado, Winston Churchill, and the planes, and World War II, and the Royal Air Force, and we are England and Britain, and well, we're the men, we can do what we want. After all that, Johnson rang Juncker yesterday and went, right, we want to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement. And Juncker went, no, fuck off. No, we're not going to renegotiate with you. And put the phone down. This goon, Johnson. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shall we look at the front pages of the newspapers, shall we? Shall we? You and me? David travelled to Manchester to meet with Richie Allen, the racist bastard. Well, that's what they'll do. What am I doing here? I had the papers all ready to go. Hang on. It's mindless crap, this, isn't it? Okay. The Metro. What have we got then? Ellie Larkin says Fab. Was there a nice lolly called Fab, was there? Feast, yeah, yeah, Feast. Calypso, Glenn Samuel, get in, my son. Or the Calypso, yeah. The Calypso, though, if you didn't eat it properly, would freeze, would basically, would cauterize. You have to cauterize with heat, don't you? But it would absolutely freeze. You didn't need to get an anaesthetic for dentistry if you had a Calypso, because it could completely numb the entire upper half of your mouth, the Calypso, yeah. Cider lolly, says Gail. Pisshead. Cider lolly. Yeah. Happy Feet, said Stuart Battage. Remember the Happy Feet? Get in. Graham Boone says, last week he came out as one of them gays. Now he's talking about drugs. I did come out as one of those gays. And I didn't lose as many listeners as I thought he would. I think I lost 3. Yeah, one of them was a future Mrs. Allen, so it doesn't really matter. Agent Orange. Dean Thornby. Go on, Dean. How you doing, Dean? I'll say it again, Dean. Dean Thornby. My cunt, Skinhead Allen. That's what it'll be. Richie Allen. They'll just tell lies. BBC Two voiceover. heads up a notorious group of skinheads in Salford, Greater Manchester. David travelled on the train to meet him. And I'll be saying all this stuff, fucking Jews! And it won't be me! It'll be their computer programs. Oh, to Jennifer M. Good morning to Jean Ann Crowley, great friend and colleague, of course. Great, great friend. Over there in Cleggan, in the west of Ireland. Using her sister's laptop is Jean Ann. She's had a few mishaps of late with computers. Lovely stuff. I'm going to just jump into the papers now. Frozen gin and tonic, says Stuart. Good man. And Paul Alawi says, Steve Brookstein, who I think won the first X Factor, did he? Was waxing lyrical about Solero ice creams on Twitter yesterday. The ice cream thing is a zeitgeist thing. Yes. Yeah. Richie Allen. Right. Bastard BBC. Here's the Metro. Meltdown number one. Talked about this on the radio show last night. And meltdown number two. Johnson went all Donald Trump yesterday, screaming at Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell. And I wasn't the least bit surprised to see this. I've done my best. I'm not... In this heat, I can sometimes repeat myself and I can get a bit muddled. But I've tried to explain that this is part of some, you know, wider agenda that most people can't possibly comprehend. And there's a brilliant article in The Guardian today by George Monbiot. Don't start screaming at me. Don't start screaming at me. I'm not endorsing anybody, right? I'm not saying that George Monbiot understands anything or understands things maybe on the level that maybe you understand things or I do. But these people, they get close to the truth. There's a very good article about populism. Now, Monbiot doesn't understand why populism is where it is now and why it is thriving. I think we do. That's not to be arrogant. I don't think I'm brighter or more intelligent than George Monbiot, but I think I understand what's happening more than he does. So this is part of the whole theatrical, re-engage people agenda. It's brilliant. It's unmissable, really, of late. And we're seeing it all around the world. Shouty politicians, extravagant, gregarious, billionaire politicians, multimillionaire politicians, you know, Hooray Henrys. Like that goon there, right? And it's not an accident that you have that. Corbyn couldn't, but you could see the face on Corbyn yesterday, because Corbyn hasn't a clue either, right? And yes, a lot of the newspapers do talk about the heat today. Yeah. Boiling point. Britain's back on hottest July day ever. Meltdown on the railways. The railway lines can buckle when the heat gets as bad as that. Maybe not the best time to travel by train, but of course, for many people, they don't have any choice. I remember when I travelled from Spain to London, to move into London, to work with David Icke and the gang at the People's Voice. I'm a complete twonk, me. I arrived in Heathrow and David had sent a car for me. He hadn't hired a car for me. He sent a man in a car for me. But the guy must have been Irish in a previous life because he had the Richie Allen sign on a fucking little notepad. I didn't see it, so I hopped on the underground at Heathrow. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll never forget it as long as I live. It was an excruciatingly hot day that day in London anyway. And the temperature down there on the train was in the mid-40s. It was horrendous. So, yes, feel sorry for those who travel on the trains. Do you want to giggle? Tinky Winky, Ipsy Whipsy. How did the song go? La La Po. That's the sun character in the very creepy Teletubbies. The Teletubbies is more frightening than anything that Dante ever imagined. When you think back to it, like. Remember, in the mid-90s when the Teletubbies was on, I used to get home from nightclub DJing at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. The Teletubbies would come on about 5. Creepy as anything. So that's the sun anyway. Dipsy Whipsy, Tinky Winky, La La Po, Teletubbies. So Boris on the warpath with the European Union. He's not. It's a pack of lies. Like I said, he phoned Juncker yesterday and Juncker went, piss off, pal. And he did piss off. It's wonderful because now it's put up to Johnson now. What are you going to do? They won't negotiate a withdrawal agreement. They said they will entertain discussions about the political declaration later on, but the withdrawal agreement, no. They're going to steadfastly adhere to this backstop in Northern Ireland. So now this lawyer now, they've really put him now in a catch-22 situation, really. And of course he's going to fail. Because the UK is never going to leave the European Union. Not with that goon. Not with Corbyn. Not with anybody. All right? Let me get rid of that. Get that out of there. What's on the front page of The Guardian? Brussels rejects Johnson's plans for a new Brexit deal over the summer, of course. And everybody is on holiday now. Johnson apparently is not going to take a holiday. And they're going to work hard. But October the 31st isn't far away at all, children. Halloween, of course, it's not. The end of July now. August, September, October. So 3 months and a week, basically. And you have the incoming Ursula von der Leyen, the incoming Commission President, the Federalist herself, United States of Europe woman. She's saying, well, they can have another extension if they want. Oh, yeah. We're being stitched up. But then we know that. We shouldn't be surprised. What's on the front page of the Times? Tory writes anger over senior aide to Johnson. I haven't read that. No idea what it's about, and I don't care. What did he say? TV viewers finally free of mumbling actors. Now, Graham Booth of TriggerWarning.tv. Graham Booth. Little sex god in South Manchester who makes very interesting and entertaining live streams like myself where he comments on geopolitical events. Good lad is Graham. Graham knows one or two things about production values. Apparently, in the last few years, if you sit down to watch a BBC drama or an ITV drama, you haven't got a fucking clue what's being said half the time. Because the sound quality, and that's the sound at the point of recording. You know, the actors and actresses are mic'd up. You can't see their mics. And it's so bad these days that when you watch a drama on telly, you can't hear a bloody thing. Now, I'm deaf anyway, because I've had my cans on for years on radio. And I turn my cans up really loud. And I'm loud because of it. Caroline's always telling me to be quiet, like. And I do, I tone it down then. Because I'm deaf. But yeah, you watch these shows, they're dreadful. You can't hear a thing. So it's going to be dealt with, allegedly. There was something on Sky News about it this morning as well. Record heat levels trigger climate warnings. Said this yesterday. I didn't have to be Nostradamus to predict that. Nostradamus. He didn't predict anything, did he? In his quatrains, did he? Do you remember the Orson Welles films? The Orson Welles film, you see. It's the Orson Welles film, The Man Who Saw Tomorrow. Do you remember that? We all watched it. Did you have a mother like mine who believed everything that she saw on television? Everything. Everything. Watch something like that and believe every bit of it, hook, line and sinker. My mother was one of those. My mother would watch James Van Praagh on Sky One and come away convinced that people can really talk to the dead. And did you have a mother like that? Or a grandmother? Just believe everything. I used to say to my mother, why are the dead so vague? We say ma'am, we don't say mum. We don't say mom, we don't say mom, we don't say mom, we don't say mum, we say ma'am, M-A-M. I don't know why. We have mammies, don't we, Jean-Anne? We have mammies. Jean-Anne is my spiritual mammy. Love Jean-Anne. So we have mammies. My mammy believed everything. And I would say, why are the dead so fucking vague, mammy? What do you mean? Well, why is James Van Praagh looking at the audience going, somebody with the name P? Why can't the dead person say, my name is Peter or Pauline? Fucking hell. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. What's happening? We back? Did you lose me for a minute there? I just got a notification to say that we'd stopped streaming for a minute, that the thing had disconnected, the software had disconnected, but it's apparently reconnected. Right, is it reconnected now? I have no idea. Is it Is it? Are we back, like, is what I'm asking you. Are we back? Oh, be Jesus. Technology, eh? Went offline, but we're back, are we? Ah, there you are. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. 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 I know that I have one or two listeners who are mediums and spiritualists, and I'm not taking a piss out of you. I'm not. I know there's a big difference between genuine people who have feelings and who are sensitive to things, and I do agree with that. I'm talking about the bullshitters like John Edward and like Colin Fry, and he's dead now, Colin Fry. So don't be triggered. David Icke introduced me to one or two people who had, I think, some ability. Maybe not to communicate with the dead, but who could get feelings about things and places and make deductions about things and places based on their feelings. I totally believe that. We are energetic beings of light, as Mark Bajerski was saying. I love Mark. And Mark has said some things to me that are uncanny. Go to Mark Bajerski's website, by the way, markbajerski.com. Mark's an absolute genius, a legend, one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. I'm having a go at Mark. Mark's genuine. A go at Mark. I'm having a go at the bullshitters on television. Some people say that I was unfair to Colin Fry. I stitched him up years ago on the radio. I got somebody to feed him some information about me. And then he fed it back to me. And I told him, listen, it's bullshit. This is when I was on the radio in Spain many years ago. And he didn't like that very much. But yeah, there are some people I understand that do get, that have great intuition, kind of like a sixth sense, way more developed. So I don't want to be pissing people off, you know. I'm not saying you're all frauds. Some of them are, though. The ones who made it really big are frauds. Again, why are the dead so bloody vague, you know? V, I'm getting V. What's the dead person going? V, tell them it's V. Come on. Right. See, Gail there is having a pop. Lovely. If I haven't triggered you, I haven't done my job. Yeah, markbajerski.com. Great guy. Send people to Mark. And had extraordinary success with them. People with problems and illnesses, you know, that were not responding to any conventional treatments. And I can say that. My mate Mark, who's runs these fantastic retreats. MarkBierski.com. Daily Mirror, cool it! That's a nice picture of the lads there hopping into the pool. Get in there, boys. Cops called as Lido stormed by 500 overheating sun lovers. Is that Little or Lido? I've no idea. Good stuff. The Star. Night of the Living Bed. Too hot to sleep, Brits turned into zombies. We had a fan running in the bedroom last night. We had a fan running in the bedroom. Jazz wanted to jump up on the bed because she had a fan. We were using a fan. And I said to Jazz, come up if you want. There's very little action going on here, love. The Jazz woman, that's the Star. Last one then, but not least, the Financial Times. All these right-wing populists who said they were going to take on the European Union and the Troika. Not really. Not Liga, not Five Star, not the Italians, not the Greeks. Their would-be presidents and prime ministers come in the guise of, disguised as, saviours. We will save you from the tyranny of the European Union. And the people believe them. And then when they get into power, they capitulate to the European Union, just like everybody else. Isn't it wonderful? They are very vague, aren't they, the dead? Hi to Deke the Pict, who says David Baddiel will never be funny. I don't know about that. I've seen Baddiel over the years appearing on shows, and he's come across as a witty man. Pauline McCullen says, Gran Torino has a good video about the ISIS bride. Is that right? Is that the game, Gran Torino? Mike Hunt says, David Icke is a Mason. Do you think so? I lived with David Icke for nearly a year. He's no Mason. Barney Boo, how you doing, Barney? We were interrupted briefly, but we're back. We're back. Jean Ann says, Irish mammies are essential. Tragically, I never had the nerve to become one, says Jean Ann. Jean Ann had a great mammy. I didn't ever meet Jean Ann's mammy, but by all accounts, she was a great lady, a great woman. Lovely stuff. There you go. Thanks for all these comments, by the way. ISIS brides that want to come back to their countries. Their places of birth. Yeah. They do. How do Kareem or Kana or Rakena? How you doing, Kareem? Yeah. Sean, I've unhidden your very rude comment about Ursula von der Leyen. I've unhidden it. Good morning to Ethic Boxing. Teletubbies. Teletubbies, huh? Teletubbies. That's the path to riches, by the way. If you can come up with something for children, like Barney or the Teletubbies, you make millions and millions. Oh, me knees are killing me. A new survey of Britons, whoever they are, who are the Britons, suggests that we're now more concerned about climate change than Brexit. We are, because the programming is very strong. And, you know, the Extinction Rebellion lunatics crying on the television, screaming at us that we have to do something. Works! And when you subject people to 6 or 7 weeks of that, and then you ring them up to do a survey, you're really ringing them up to make sure that it's worked. Who's this? This is Mrs. Mary Smythe. Mary St. John Smythe. Where are you, Mary? Well, I'm in Cleethorpes. Fucking Cleethorpes. Mary, what's on your mind at the moment? Climate change. Ah. I don't know why I said that. We do, Mary. Thank you. Climate change. Like I said, they're using yesterday's extraordinarily sticky, muggy, humid, hot day to say, yeah, we're fooked. We're fooked. We're fooked. So that's in The Guardian. We're all fooked. Some good stuff in the papers today. Huffington Post front page. A heat wave is now 30 times more likely than pre-industrial revolution, according to the Met Office. Oh, yeah. It's relentless. Look at this. Look at this. Look at it. Sarah Kent, who's a meteorologist. It's interesting that he wouldn't ring up Piers Corbyn for a comment. Now, Piers is also a meteorologist. He's also a physicist. Who will we ring up? You know, Jeremy's brother. No, we can't ring him. Ring up Sarah, meteorologist. And she says, looking at average UK summer temperatures in the period 2008 to 2017, the average temperature has risen by 0.7 centigrade compared to a 30-year period between 63 and 1990. Yes, Sarah, but we are still emerging from the last ice age, love. And you know this, you daft mare. You daft mare. You know this. So stop telling lies. Stop fiddling with the data. There's also a lot of evidence that we're going to go into, as part of coming out of the ice age, there will be a blip. In the next 20 to 30 years, it's going to get much cooler. And I've had academics on, haven't I? From UK universities talking about that. So they're bombarding us with the old climate stuff. Yeah. Prisoners. Male prisoners in UK prisons. We have talked about this, but it's in the news again today. They realise that if they declare themselves to be women, life will be easier for them inside. Yes. You'll be left. You'll be allowed to shower alone. You'll be allowed to sleep in your own room. It'll be the Hilton for you in Her Majesty's prisons. And you'll be allowed to choose your own clothes. So now, and it's growing, 1 in 50 inmates in male prisons are claiming they are transgender. Do you remember Karen there? Do you remember Karen? Karen the rapist. Went to prison for rape. Said I'm a woman. Was sent to a women's prison. And then raped women again. Do you remember that? Yeah. Yeah. Do you see the picture of the paedophile with the glasses there in the middle? Do you see that picture there? We'll come to that in a minute. His name is Gary Cooper. Gary Cooper. It's a great name, Gary Cooper. So that was Stephen Wood, who claimed to be Karen White. identified as trans to get access to women and then sexually assaulted women in prison. We talked about that. But there's also a lot of talk about Gary Cooper. Gary's a paedophile. About the worst human being on planet Earth if you're a paedophile. There he is. There's Gary. And he now says he's a woman. Sleep alone. Your own one bunk Hilton, like the Shawshank Redemption, your own one bunk Hilton. Get to dress in what you want. Get an easy life. And paedophile. Lovely. This is the trans madness. Un-effing believable. Yeah. You get better food as well. The thing to do now, if I get arrested tomorrow for something that I didn't do, say, and I go to prison, I'm going to claim to be a Jewish woman. Because we read a story in the week, didn't we? Where if you claim to be Jewish, you get better food. It's kosher food, obviously, but it's cooked and prepared better. So go to prison, gentlemen. I'm sure I've got one or two criminals watching this. From now on in, you're a Jewish woman. Oy vey. And you'll have the life of Riley in jail. Oh, yeah. The Russians, or at least some Russians, they want to fund a satellite to hover around the moon to see whether or not the United States Apollo 11 mission actually did land and whether or not Armstrong and Aldrin actually did make it to the surface of the moon. This is excellent. It's just a bit of fun, I reckon. But they want to, it's in the public interest to find out, did they make it to the moon? It's good stuff. I like it. 2 minutes past 10 it is. How you doing? I'm glad about this, that these lads have been caught. They've been arrested, or at least the boys believed to have done this, were arrested. These women were attacked on a bus. It made national news because it was disgusting, because they filmed it. And they're going to be charged with aggravated hate crime, though. And I worry about this. And I know I've got gay and lesbian listeners and viewers, and I know they sometimes think that I don't always give their side of it. I think I do, because I don't care whether you're gay, lesbian, whatever, non-binary, straight, I don't care. But this aggravated hate crime thing, these were a bunch of scumbags on a bus, and they concluded that these women were together. They are together, these women. And they bullied and threatened them. It's a nasty crime. It's a, you know, it's terrible. It's a custodial sentence, I think. You know, and I don't want to see teenagers sent to prison. I really don't. I think it's terrible. But it's custodial sentence time. You know, you start smashing up two women minding their own business on a bus. You're a fucking scumbag. And you're going to get what's coming to you. The aggravated hate crime thing, though, I worry about this, of course, and I've spoken a lot about this with guests on the Richie Allen radio show. It's very Orwellian, isn't it? Hate crimes. You know, they were motivated by hatred. And hate itself is a crime. Hate cannot be a crime. You know, it can't be and shouldn't be. Most of us have hated something or someone at some time in our lives. You can't legislate for that. You can absolutely legislate for what is a crime, which is assaulting and battering people who are minding their own bloody business going about their daily lives. So I'm glad they caught these guys and have charged them. And I think a custodial sentence won't do them any good. Probably, because of where they're coming from in their lives. But they've got to be locked up. If they're found guilty, that is. They have the right to a fair trial. They have a right to dispute the evidence that is put in front of them and against them. And they have a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty, of course. But if they did do it, jail. Sorry to say. Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. Tulsi Gabbard, this is on RT. Very interesting. She's going to sue Google for election meddling over blocked campaign ads. Now, I'm very interested in this. because I'm looking very, very, very closely. And when I say something, you can take it to the bank. At taking a case against Google in Ireland over what they have done and are doing to my YouTube channel, where my YouTube channel with nearly 100,000 subscribers was deleted for no reason. And my current YouTube channel was demonetized for a year until I bombarded them with letters. I did. I've not told you too much about that. But I had a solicitor involved and I said, you cannot continue to deny me the right to monetize my channel. I am a credible broadcaster, qualified journalist. And I talk to people about things that are in the public interest. You can't keep demonetizing me. And guess what? They keep demonetizing my videos. And they can't say it's because of language. Because there are some very famous podcasts which get millions of views, which are monetized, where the hosts swear like a sailor a lot of the time. So I'm very interested in this because I'm very seriously considering taking a case against Google and obviously its platform YouTube. I really am, honestly. I'm looking at the cheapest possible way that I can do it. Because I believe they're on very shaky ground with how they choose to demonetize certain things and monetize other things. And I don't think that they can fall back on the, well, it's our game, we can do whatever we want. I don't think so. And I've got one or two people who are solicitors and who are fond of the program. And they think that Google is on shaky ground here. And there might be some money in it for somebody like me. But it could take a while. We'll see. But I've not left that go. 18 months ago that they destroyed the channel I had with 100,000 subscribers, 50 to 60,000 views regularly for my uploads. Not letting it go. Fuck no am I letting it go. No way. I can't. Because I'm a very confrontational guy and I can't stand bullies and tyrants. I couldn't let it go. So I'll be taking a case against them one way or the other. And I'll keep you posted about it. So I'll be watching Tulsi Gabbard and others very closely. Are you following this, are you? I'm not down with the kids, so I don't know anything about rap. Rap. And the US rapper. What's he called? Is it ASAP Rocky? Is that what he's called? Is it? I never heard of the guy, honest to God. He's remanded in custody in Sweden. Because of aggravated assault. Was it his security people, was it? Who punched a Swedish guy. Donald Trump is demanding his release. Donald even suggested he would put up the bail. But Sweden doesn't have a bail system. I'm not gonna take the piss out of Trump for that. That's an easy thing not to know. I did know because I'm a total anorak, right? I did know, funnily enough. Ian King presents a business briefing for Sky News every day at 1:30. And he's written an opinion piece for the Sky News website. And it's good. It's good. And he says, want to see the dangers of a cashless society? Just look at Sweden. And this is good. This is very good. Link, which is the biggest provider of cash machines in England, have constantly, of late, been banging on about the fact that there's a huge decline in the use of cash machines. In the first 4 months of this year, 8.7 fewer cash withdrawals in London than in the same period the previous year. And that statistic bears out around the rest of the country as well. Cash is on the decline. This is a good article. Ian King. The drop off in other parts of the country was a little bit less pronounced, but it is happening. Link says the rate of decline in link transactions appears to be accelerating. The reduction in transactions is currently expected to be at least between 9% and 10% for 2019. And look at that, right at the bottom of where I've ringed. UK Finance, which is the trade body, forecast that by 2028, only 9% of all payments will be made using cash. It's a wet dream for those who would wish to keep us under constant surveillance, this. And Ian King is good. You know I like Ian King. His conclusion is brilliant. Going cashless clearly increases our dependence on the internet, of course. Raises the risk of cybercrime, of course. System failures and power cuts will prove even more costly than at present. Yeah. Yeah. Right, of course. The loss of a mobile phone or computer, or even a phone running out of power, would prove even more inconvenient than it currently is. It could become a new battlefront in hostilities between nations. It's easy to see how a hostile nation might target the payments system of another. A hostile nation like the United States, or Great Britain, or Israel, or France. Yes. Who's leading the world in tech development? Israel. Yep. And a brilliant conclusion from Ian King. One of the reasons why going cashless is not good is because cash has been effective in other parts of the world at keeping inflation down, which is good. In Japan, the 1,000 yen note, £7.40, has been for years used by office workers to pay for their lunch, making it difficult, if not impossible, for takeaways and cafes to bump up their prices. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? It's no coincidence that the two advanced economies where inflation has been most benign during the last few decades are Japan and Germany. They're also the two most developed economies furthest away from becoming cashless. Yeah. If you find my rant about socialism and Salvador Allende, and I talk about inflation, I give a little mini lecture on inflation, you'll see why it's very important to keep inflation low and how you can actually grow even during a prolonged period of low inflation. How the economy can grow anyway. Given mini lectures about this stuff. I do know what I'm talking about, you know, on some of this stuff. A lot of time I'm full of shite, I know that. Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, has said all agreements with Israel are suspended because of the illegal demolition of Palestinian people's homes in East Jerusalem. I'm sure nobody's listening. Nobody cares. The UK doesn't give a damn. We are enslaved to Zionist lobbying power groups in this country. Look at what happened to Jeremy Corbyn. Nobody's going to take him on. They'll just continue to raise, that's R-A-Z-E, blow up, destroy and bulldoze and destroy people's lives. Throw children into the street. Who cares? I know you care. Does anybody else, though? Is the question. Infamy, they've got it all, infamy, says Jean Ann, yes. Pete Jackson, we're doomed, says Pete. Are we doomed? Jim Bob, no cash equals total control. Of course it is. But no cash also makes the punitive social crediting system easier to usher in. We've already seen it. Graham and Hayden have done good stuff on this on triggerwarning.tv. It will be rolled out by the tyrants, but they will use the corporate world to roll it out. Yeah. You'll turn up to Alton Towers. The poor man's... It's not even a poor man's Walt Disney World, is it, Alton Towers, is it? You'll turn up to Blackpool Pleasure Beach. You will. I don't have a debit card to hand now to do a little demonstration. And you'll go, two, please, one for me and one for the kid. And they'll go, we can't let you in. But I've got plenty of money in my account. We can't let you in. There's a block on it. Sorry, sir. This is embarrassing for me as it is for you and your son or your daughter. And then you go home and you find that, well, you've not been a good boy, you know. You've been on YouTube ranting about the trans lobby. You've been on YouTube and you've been ranting about sex offenders identifying as women getting access to women's prisons. But that's hate speech. That's hate speech. So for a week, you can't use your debit card. Except to buy essentials like bread. And the system will be so sophisticated then that only if bread, milk and eggs are scanned by the shop assistant will you be able to use your card. If it's anything else like, well, the new John Grisham book. No, no, no pleasure for you, sir, because you're a hateful bastard. But the block expires in a week. Then you can come back to Blackpool Pleasure Beach. But be good. Be a good citizen. Is where it's going. It is. Yeah. Jinan has owed some residual payments for Tenco. Jinan, Tenco is on everywhere. UK Gold, it's on. You get onto them, get some checks. Get some money in. Get yourself a sexy new laptop. Jinan was in The Great Tenko, which is a fantastic production. By the Beeb. They sent them all out to Singapore to make it. The Japanese invasion, of course. During the war years. The expats. Yeah. Brilliant show. Jinan was Nelly. Remember watching it? Kazi attended the Awakening Expo in Manchester last Friday. On Saturday. The journey to daughter's house later took 10 minutes. Daughter lives in Stockport. How is this possible? I'm baffled. Well, it is about 10 minutes from the city centre to Stockport, isn't it? Of a drive? Thereabouts? Ring Road? M60? What's going on, Kazi? I would have thought that would have been about right, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Pauline McCullen, who did I not say hello to before I go? Sean Hinchcliffe, bring back Tenko, says Jinan. Absolutely right. It's great, great TV, that. BBC did some amazing stuff back then. Jinan was in Doctor Who as well, in a famous double episode that Doctor Who fans love. Jinan was in it. Played an alien, didn't you, Jinan? A queen, didn't you? You played an alien queen, I think. Brilliant. Fantastic. She's of late, Jinan has been taking the part of Constance Markovitch, Countess Markovitch, great Irish Republican woman, great woman. And Mary Kenny, who's another great Irish woman, has written a one-woman, you could say a one-woman play, a one-woman act, about letters that Constance Markovitch wrote when she was in prison, when she was imprisoned by the hateful Brits. And it would be lovely if that was to tour, because by all accounts, it's outstanding. Jinan plays the great Constance Markovitch. And, well, Jinan Crowley is. She's got talent pouring out of every orifice, out of every pore in her body. The woman can write. The woman can talk. The woman can broadcast. She can act. Hate those feckers that can do it all. Jinan Crowley, great woman. And has been a huge help to the Richie Allen Show. And at a time about 3.5, 4 years ago when the Richie Allen Show was in peril, she rode to the rescue, did Jinan Crowley. Honest to God. Fantastic woman. Can't say enough about her. I really can't. One of the best nights out I ever had in my life was last year. Jinan and myself went to see Paul Simon, didn't we, kid? What a night that was! Great night. The future Mrs. Allen was in... where was she? She was in Hungary with her company on a bit of a junket and was... gutted herself that she couldn't see Paul Simon, but she was thrilled because the future Mrs. Allen loves Jinan Crowley. And she said, get Jinan over. Jinan's a huge fan of Paul Simon. So we had, we were front row, weren't we, for Paul Simon last year. There's some lovely photographs of Jinan going mental when the great Paul Simon came out on stage. Yeah, great woman, Jinan Crowley. And I think hugely valuable. There might be a book in the future. Just might be. Jinan might be talking about the New World Order and kind of awakening and stuff like that. It would be a great asset, I think. Got to get her back on the show for a chat about these things in early September. Lovely stuff. We've had 300, have we, watching the live stream this morning, Joe Public says. That's nice. That's good stuff. Right, well, thanks to Lessons for Life, by the way. Thanks for your super chat donation. That's lovely. And you ask a good question, and I'm going to read it out. Why did Countess Markovitch get no mention on the anniversary of the women's vote? She was the first woman elected to Parliament. You're absolutely spot on. Something I could have and should have mentioned a minute ago. Absolutely spot on. Why didn't she? I don't know. That's a very good question. Don't you imagine Constance and Michael Collins and James Connolly turning in their graves looking at Leo Varadkar? But let's be fair to Leo. Leo didn't sell Ireland out to the European Union. He didn't. We know who did. We know who the Taoiseach... Is that the plural of Taoiseach, Gina? Taoiseach. I shouldn't say Taoiseach. They used to kill me when I was on the radio in Ireland. It's not Taoiseach. It's Taoiseach. Is it na Taoiseach? Is Taoiseach plural of Taoiseach? We know who sold us out. We know. We know their names. And how Ireland is but a vassal state of the European Union. Just some guy says, dude, stop pointing your camera phone at me. Have some of that. Don't tell me what to do. Going to shave my head now. I know. You see, because it gets a bit grey there. The little bit that I have left. The Friar Tuck bit. I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to sit down for a bit. There's a gentleman coming around to put some lead flashing this morning on the and he's going to do a bit of guttering work for me. He's going to go up a ladder. You couldn't give me all the money. I wouldn't go up a ladder for all the money in the world. To be sure. Richie, I'll fund the Richie Allen Show for 10 years. All you've got to do is go up that ladder to the top of the house, clean off a bit of moss and a bit of debris and a bit of detritus and do that bit of guttering. That's all you got to do, Richie. No chance. There are men. I keep the economy going, you see. Hire men. Orally men. I tried to hire the Orally men, but they're not around anymore. They're out of business. The Orally men. Ah, he means O'Reilly. The O'Reillys. David Kelly, speaking of great Irish people. Great Irishman. Now, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for watching this crap. I'll be back with you on Sunday at 11 o'clock for the paper Roundup Sunday View on richieallen.co.uk. On Fab Radio 2 and the usual channels at triggerwarning.tv. Couple of mentions. Maggie Oliver is an amazing woman. Amazing. Buy her book, Survivor. Buy it. I'm telling you. It's a magnificent read. Boris has said he's going to put 20,000 police on the streets. If you're thinking of applying to join the police, then more power to you if you are. I think you've got to have a degree. So if you have a degree, you'll be okay. If not, you might struggle. If you're planning on joining the police, read her book. Because as much as her book is about what happened in Rochdale and her determination to expose her own police force for its cover-up, it's also a wonderful human tale about Maggie joining the police force, age 41. MaggieOliver.co.uk, MaggieOliver.co.uk. Go to some local bookshop and buy her book. For me. Because it's great. And you'll get it now for $4.99 or $5.99 in the shop. Go and buy it. I mentioned Mark earlier on because I was having a go at the television bullshitters. Check out markbierski.com. Wonderful guy. Genuine healer. Great guy. I mean, I'm telling you. He really is. I love Mark. And markbierski.com. His retreats are unbelievable. Some of my mates went to his retreats. Never said anything. Came back and said, went to a retreat with Mark in Bali. It was unbelievable. Changed my life. markbierski.com. Lovely man. And I'm going to give a big shout out. And one of the most generous guys you'll ever meet in your life. Does most of what he does for no financial gain. The things he does for people. And I want to give a shout out to triggerwarning.tv, Graham Booth and Hayden Hewitt, because they put out live streams and they've got a totally different look at life perspective than I do. Don't be triggered by it. No pun intended. Have a listen. They're honest. You know, they see the world as they see it, and they give you a different, fresh approach on things. I'm going to go then. I'm off now. So I'll talk to you later on. I'm going to leave you with this. You won't get this out of your head for a while. Have a great weekend. Thanks for watching me. Bye.